The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. J Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School, once again, 1040 O Street. Huskers wrap up, man. I mean, obviously the men's basketball team took a L, but I, like DP said, I think that they're more than capable of. They got a 6-game stretch here that's going to be pretty tough. First of all, every game that you play in the Big Ten, there's no easy games anymore. Plus, you're playing four new teams that you don't have a lot of history with on a consistent basis, and they're different type of athletes, different type of coaching styles, and different type of athletes. So. Look, it's a hard road, but this is what happens. And this is why Nebraska is going to continue to be good, because I think they can. I think the funny thing about them, or the great thing about them, is they're not even technically, or they're probably a little bit over the halfway point in the season. Maybe, you know, they're inching towards it.
They're right there. 12-3, get 31 regular.
So I think another quarter of the season, that's where I think they'll make their move, because I think they'll know each other a little bit more. I think they're still trying to figure each other out. I mean, I think it's 9 new guys. I mean, this is you generally only play 9 guys. So if you just take 9 for 9, that's you got a new team. And obviously, they got guys that are here and got some guys that are developing. So, anyways, the other big news, Nebraska finally on the football front, finally was able, or it happened, to get a commitment from big offensive tackle by the way of Alabama. Started all the games this year. Former 5-star recruit, big number Pritchett. I could tell you, for being 300 and first of all, I don't want to overestimate his weight just in case he decides to come in here and check me on it. So he's anywhere from 315 to 330. My man has, he looks like the pigmentation version of Rob Zadiska, who played with me, who was 6'4" or 6'5". 315 with like 5 or 6% body fat, just a genetic freak, and that's what he is.
Melanated Zadiska is
with pigmentation, and that isn't that when you got right a little bit right. Is
well, you want to give him the full.
Oh yeah, because he is.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess I have pigmentation. I'm light skinned for the win.
Yeah, He's
I'm the happy medium.
He's deep melanin.
Yeah. Okay, Austin, you're in a circle of trust.
Right,
don't blush over. He's Pat McAfee over there.
He's giggling Pat McAfee.
Hey, getting a look. What are you, Pat McAfee?
Yo, just keep it going. Like, the first time you just
Pat McAfee said, "Oh, I got to loosen my collar a little bit." Anyways, they were able to get him. We were obviously been looking for offensive linemen and had a few in, and they went other places. So to get the commitment from him is a big deal. Number one, you graduate Bryce Benhart, and I don't know, and I know they have the other tackle in from New Mexico, and they're still waiting on that. But to get a guy of his caliber and his potential is a good get. Now,
and this is a legitimate Alabama starter.
Yeah, this isn't a guy that was.
This ain't the other dude.
This is the real deal here.
What do you say? He ain't the man next to the man. Yeah. He's actually the man.
And you know what? I think. I think he'll provide some attitude, some toughness. Obviously, he's been through some battles. I like that he was a Nick Saban recruit. He played under Nick Saban and for Nick Saban. Elijah Pritchett, that is 6'6", 330 pounds. I'm going strictly by what he's saying. He's from right around where Farley's from,
in Columbus, Georgia,
which is essentially Alabama. I mean,
Here come Farley.
I did Google. He's
black shirt will just be come running. They fight you over that.
And so
that's like being from Omaha and saying you're from Iowa. Like they will fight. Yeah, they will fight you over that.
But he can play though, man, and he's a big dude. Can move people. Obviously, he's played against top level competition. Has started, so you're getting a legit, pretty much pin him in there to, you know, one of the tackles positions, and so that's a big get because you've been able to address
right tackle receiver. Or left tackle.
Well, it kind of depends on what's the guy here. I'm reading
New
here.
Mexico.
The guy from Pete. New Mexico State.
Yep, New Mexico State.
Pete's been a strictly left side guy.
Yeah, and this was a target him. And Pritchard is a target right tackle where you for in those critical moments that you can run behind and get leverage.
And
like
then
that,
you think if you compare him with Latosky, you feel pretty good. And if you could get his name is Shiza Pete. From the that's the left tackle from New Mexico or New Mexico State. Really tall, long, really athletic guy. If you can get him and Pritchett, you know, 15 can sit back there and feel pretty comfortable. And that's good, right? Not because you got younger guys, and I think Gatula gives you flexibility too to potentially move inside because he's athletic enough and he can bend. So you have plenty of options. But Pritchett, you know, can play left. He's played left before. Started at right because they had Booker, old buddy from Iowa, that went and got a
Proctor,
excuse me. Booker's the guard. And I was just looking at him anyways at the all-time Alabama Nick Saban plays, and he's number one. But you got Proctor and Pritchett is a pretty good combination. And then obviously if you put him at right tackle where he's natural at, just with his demeanor, his body type, and the way that what he's played, I mean, it's a good get for Nebraska.
Can I ask I need to ask about the elephant in the room. If it's not the elephant in the room, why it's not elephant in the room, but are fullbacks on the way?
Fullbacks for what?
If you tell me that you're trying to put Dylan in the space that you want to, and a style of play that Nebraska wants to play, is fullback in play to help enhance the running game and to give extra protection to Dylan Rayola?
I mean, I think the one fullback got hurt this year, right?
Leaving Trent.
Yeah, he got hurt. So I think they got guys on the roster when they need to use it.
Elijah Judy's prepped and ready to go.
Yeah.
You are wild. You are wild.
But they have a couple of true fullbacks on their roster. So I think they'll have it and they'll have flexibility. I think also their tight ends, the way that their room as it sits right now, they have a lot more flexibility in the H-back and stuff like that. So I think what's really going to help Dylan in this offense is extreme emphasis on number one, having a clear standard from player one to, I guess, 105, right? There is no change. Okay, just out there with blank jerseys.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Improvement, expectations, day-to-day work, less talking, more doing. That means everybody from Pritchard to Dylan to what's the fullback's name?
Leibentrip
to Judy to Shavers. It doesn't matter. Everybody has to be all in. And this is not saying, this is not saying they haven't, but to go
even more all in to get from 6-6
to go, but to go to the step that they want to go, there cannot be any guesswork. And not saying that it was before, but it's a hard, this is the hardest step for a team like Nebraska. Now it is, you know, is because you're going from tangible, let's say minimal success, because we said this is the ceiling of the floor, to get to where you're into the, hopefully, potentially the conversations for the final 12 and potentially 16 in the future. So yes, it's going to be constant turnover of the roster every year. Okay, that's fine. So whoever's here, we're coaching you as if you're going to be here for 5 years, even though you might only be here for 5 months. And what I mean is, come whenever they get back into winter conditioning, oh no, we got to turn that dial up. Because fun time's over then, right? I mean, if you're sitting up here just dilly-dallying around and all that, oh no, we're going to turn this heat up.
And isn't that, I mean, wouldn't that be sort of the deal? Is that one, knowing the group that comes in to work out from January to end of February, and then that different group for spring game and that camp that has to be in play, and then the folks after that, because you get to see people in camp and you can see them in the spring game and go, okay, either we like who we are or we don't, and we've got adjustments to make. And it's much easier to hold a certain positions that you could get guys in late March from lower programs, fullbacks in full. You're, hey, listen.
You ain't gonna, I mean, the fullback is going to play like 3-4 plays. I mean, some games play more. I mean, I think it's the guys that you're going to win the games with are the guys that are committed in here come January. Now, you get to be able to add some pieces later on, and that's some of it's academic related because you have to hit certain marks to go into the portal. Some of it be situational related, as if, say, like you are competing for a spot and you get beat out in the spring game, and then you can get into the 105. But at the end of the day, you got to be 105. So when you roll into camp, I'm assuming, I don't know when these rules are, but you got to have 105 at some point. So the top 60 is what you got to roll with. You got to develop those top 60s right there. And whether it's Hunter, Key, obviously Emmett, you got to count him as a portal get because he was in the portal, out of the portal. And then obviously, you know, with Dylan and obviously Pritchett, and hopefully get another tackle. You got the offensive lineman from Michigan, where you're starting to get more answers. You got a ton of guys on defense. So you're starting to revamp the roster. And so in order to take that next step, you got to kind of reset the standard and really crank up the heat. And it's not a big deal. It's not. Because they, in order for them to be successful and walk away from the season, it's like, oh, okay, we left some meat on the bone. You've already kind of done it. Now you got to take it to another level. Because you can't stay pat. You just can't. And everybody should be focused on how I can get better. I have to get better. It's not, will I? It's not if I get chances or like I need an opportunity or I'm waiting for them to let me. No, you got to go force your way on the field.
Because and this roster has to know that it's not Big Ten good enough yet.
Like Big Ten good at Big Ten champion good enough?
Just to accept. You're not, I mean, seven wins is not, it can't be, as you said, it's the lowest ceiling.
Well, you could say you're good.
It's the highest floor that you can deal with. You want 10 wins, 11 wins. Everybody has to get better. Coaches all the way down to the train.
Everybody's got to get better, but you also have to understand you got to get better at what you need to get better at. You got to work. Like, there's a difference of working hard versus working hard at the right things. And that's what's an improvement at. Like tackling it for me is like a mindset. Yes, you have to work on certain things, but if I do not work on my pre-snap reads, alignments, assignments, aggressive, whatever tags you want it, I'm not going to tackle well. So to get to the end, I have to fix the front. And that's and it's player by player, position group by position group, and everybody else. And also, look, we've seen it. Look at Miami. Look at Bama's team. That's generally, besides Caleb Downs, who is a great player, that's the same Alabama roster that I could argue probably should have beat Michigan. Because that overtime play against Michigan, I don't know who called that play. That was horrible, right, last year? But that's the same team. So it's not rinse and repeat. So essentially, that's why you always want to start over at zero. You do have talent. You do have options. You do have more answers, potentially. But you still got to go make those answers come to fruition. And that's what the offseason is. It's hard, man, because, you know, it's you've kind of got out there and you're like, okay, all right, this team actually did something. So now let's say we got to do a little bit more. Then you got to
Well, you're measuring, you're the offseason is where you really have to push yourself. During in season, you've got somebody to target. Hey, I need to be this good. Offseason, it's you. It's you. It really is that you versus you thing. You got to put in work.
The offseason, before we go to break, is where you build the belief. And what goes along with belief is a discipline. Period. The belief will lead you to victory along with the discipline. But it's you have to sacrifice something. You're gonna, like, if there's 105 guys in here, I'm just telling you, you got to give up something. I don't care.
Probably not something you want to give up. Otherwise, it's not sacrifice.
That's the only way you're going to make a difference.
And then they would also tell you, don't call it sacrifice, first of all.
Why not?
Don't call it sacrifice. If it's good for me. No, I mean, here's my thing. My drive to be good enough for Jay Foreman playing next to me has to be more than a sacrifice. It has to be, as Jay Foreman would say, a personal choice.
That's true. But in order for you to improve, in order for me to improve as a player, like I said, the hardest jump for me in the NFL was year one and year two, or success in year one, playing those games and cleaning up. Like, I was like, oh, this is easy. To number two was actually being more selfless and understanding, okay, I got to go hit that fullback 5 times in a row the same way every single time. And if I make an adjustment, I have to tell other people so they can make the play, or by chance, I make the 7th and 8th play. I had to sacrifice myself without getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you have to do. It's a unique process that you have to go through, and they got to go through it together. It can be done, and they got some pieces there. So you got a big dude right there. That's the dude that definitely is legit getting off the bus. So that's a big get for Nebraska. We're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this 4 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.